First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What'd you find out?
Saturday night is when we finished that.
What kind of a moment is that like?
Relief, obviously, but didn't really hit me till pretty much yesterday. So I was kind of just walking around, and only like for top guys in the organization, and my agent and I knew. It was kind of actually refreshing. I didn't know when it was gonna happen. I thought maybe Monday y'all would find out, but it's kind of nice to wait till Tuesday.
Does it clear your head to have this settled?
Yeah, it's nice, but. I mean, a lot of things that eventually sit in my head is like, oh, you know, is it over? You know, time to relax? No, absolutely not. Not on that end.
David, was it a hard deadline for you? In other words, in your mind, would you have just shut off all communication had things not been done before the opener and just waited it out till the end of the season?
We got it done Saturday.
So there was
that's
no deadline?
We got it done Saturday. That's important.
Brian, I asked him, I know typically it's the rookie's job to buy dinners on the road, but I wondered if this may have changed the rules at all. He said it sure has.
No.
What those new rules are?
No. But when Brian did sign, he did treat me to dinner, so I definitely do owe Brian.
What a self-expectation change.
The guys are on their own.
Huh? Self-expectation change in a bigger tax bracket?
No, I mean, status quo, especially with work, you know. The format I've been using has been working, and it's not like anything's changed. I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still at the same position, still protecting for the same quarterback in the same organization.
David, you talk about a formula. How would you describe yourself as a player at this stage of your career?
Going to my fourth year playing for the Green Bay Packers, being a left tackle. It's taking care of business, you know, make sure I take care of what I need to do on and off the field.
How have you developed that over those years?
Great leaders. I mean, people I learned from growing up, brother, parents, coaches, teammates, and then coming here. You know, I've always had a philosophy, try and find the best, look at the best, and then kind of observe them, why, what makes them the best, what do they do, not only what they tell you, but, you know, what are they doing when no one's kind of watching them. I'm not saying like on the stalker status, but, you know, like seeing what Josh does, his extra things, you know, Brian, you know, all that stuff, TJ, that was a big development for me. Throughout my years.
Aaron said he sees you as like a 12-year league guy. Is that something, is being in Green Bay for the entirety of your career something in the back of your mind? Or?
I mean, that would be amazing. I just got to get through year four. You know, let the years kind of stack up. That's the most important thing. I'll play this game for as long as my body, my mind, and the NFL allows me to.
How important is it playing it here?
I love here. This is something that, you know, I wanted, and I think the organization wanted too. And I'm very grateful. And I'll just kind of go off and just say this. I want to say thank you to Mark Murphy, Russ Ball, Ted Thompson, Coach McCarthy, Elliot Wolf, my O-line coach, James Campion. I mean, without them, this has been an amazing feeling, you know. But, you know, you kind of, like my rookie year when all this happened, you take it in, it's great, awesome, then you got to kind of put it to rest and kind of move on because I got a game to play. That's the most important thing.
You had to learn an awful lot about the business of pro football in a week with what happened to Josh, and now all of a sudden your situation changes so dramatically.
Yeah. It's kind of like a reality kind of gut check. I miss the guy. I love the guy a lot. We've stayed in contact almost every day. And, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff, and I mean, I do miss him. That's definitely for sure.
David, what did people miss when you came on the show? What did they miss? I'm sure a lot of people would like to have you right now.
Green Bay didn't. That's the most important thing.
David, the contract says you are one of the best left tackles in the game. Is there anything else you need to accomplish so that you believe you're one of the best left tackles in the game? Is there anything else now that you want to check off in terms of accomplishments and things like that?
Super Bowl, that's the most important thing on my mind. It was, you know, people say, well, that's not really a personal goal. I mean, it is. I mean, the team, I win and the team wins. I think it goes hand in hand. I think with that, I think personal accolades will follow.
There's not a lot of time for reflection in this league, but when you think about where you've come from Boulder to now, is this something you envisioned or beyond your wildest dreams?
I would say before Boulder, you know, I was a Started my senior year in high school, was my only year. Had like a couple offers. One star recruit signed and got a second star just because, I don't know why. But I mean, I've always had a chip on my shoulder, and that's kind of always what's drove me. And I mean, even now, you know, thinking like, oh, you know, you're on top. You, I guess from the outside looking in, a lot of people are like, oh, you've made it. It's like, no. I guess I have always said this. You know, the day I'm complacent is the day I don't have a job.
Dave, there's two guys across the locker room that have achieved big success on the field and financial success, in Aaron and Clay, and they echo those same sentiments, that chip on the shoulder. What is the personality trait that maybe others are missing that drives them, and apparently is going to drive you, even though you're financially set for lifetimes?
I think it's just that competitive drive, and I think the lack of complacency. Not unwilling to settle with where they're at, always wanting to become better and evolve. I would say that's something that I think I've taken from them and I've seen. And it's something that I've, you know, I believe personally in myself.